All right, folks, I am live with Oscar Ramirez, boots on the ground journalist in Ciudad de Mexico right now. You are there where all the action is happening. How's it going, Oscar?
Well, it's a massive protest that happened yesterday, the 15th of November, Gen Z protests, and it was hundreds of thousands, well, thousands of people that walked all the way from the Angel of Independence all the way to what you see right here in images, all the way to the governmental plaza, better known as Zócalo. And, you know, if you want to get into the details of what happened, I can tell you every single thing.
Okay, so hold on. This is all because of the remarks that Claudia Sheinbaum said, correct? I mean, she said some things that just, what, kicked this off?
Well, it's a combination of a lot of things, and it is just their incompetence to just control the violence and the insecurity in the country. The growth of the cartel violence and has increased massively on abductions, extractions, missing people, you know, dismembers, decapitation bodies of the cartel, having massive activity and control over states. But the thing that triggered everything to light it up, it was the assassination of the mayor, Carlos Manso, a man that it was loved by the country of Mexico and that it was potentially going to be the governor of Michoacan. And then after that, he was potentially going to run to be president. And he was assassinated. And the people know that it was the government that completely was negligent to put attention to him, to send protection to him, and that he was assassinated by the cartel also. So that lit up a fire into what you see right here, that I was right there in the front line where all the confrontation was happening.
So you even got hurt. You got hit, right?
I was multiple times hit with tear gas, toxic gas, and there is a thing. I had to go to the hospital yesterday, a petardo, that is kind of like a little ball explosive that they throw the authorities, and they threw one in my right here on my left side, on my right side, on my ribs. And then I was hit with a gigantic rock on my ankle, thrown by the authorities also to my ankle, and I have a sprained ankle right now.
Damn, bro. I mean, they don't mess around there. I remember short little story. I used to get in bar fights in Juarez, and they used to come and hit us, the billy clubs, pepper spray. They don't care. They don't care over there. They'll take whatever measures necessary to get you out of the bar and send you to jail. And then, I mean, it's horrible. The conditions are terrible. So Generation Z right now is rebelling. They're fighting back. They don't want the cartels running anything anymore. Is it picking up? Is it escalating? Or is it starting to simmer down now?
Oh, yeah. We saw, you know, thousands of these young kids between 17 to mid-20s. And a lot of them, they were, you know, basically what their number one concern, it is that the cartel is recruiting all young kids and the young kids are killing the young kids. So they're saying, why our future is in the hands of these criminals and why our future is in the hands of a narco government? We shouldn't be having our future in the hands of these people. So thousands of them yesterday were protesting. They went all the way to the front lines. When we got to the place that is at Zócalo, it is the governmental plaza, there's a few things that need to be signalized. One, it is for the first time in history, the main cathedral, that it was the first main cathedral of the conquest of Spaniards in our country of Mexico. It was where the heart of the temple of the Aztec culture was located.
Yep.
That main cathedral of Catholics was closed, and it was closed with barricades for the first time. So it tells you that Claudia Sheinbaum messed politics with faith, and she completely closed the access to the cathedral. And Catholics were extremely upset of that, because one thing has to do with people protesting against you, and the other thing has to do with messing with, you know, the faith and the religion. And she completely, you know, neglected that and closed that access. And she encapsulated all the plaza for people to be encapsulated as soon as they arrived there to that particular place. And the escalation of attacks, it was just massive, Nino. I cannot even tell you. I was right there in the front lines. There's a lot of press that got brutally hurt by police officers. They're completely incompetent. They're negligent. Their lack of professionalism to handle these kind of situations was really bad. I saw multiple aggressions to innocent people. Children being hurt with petardos, that those are these explosives. Young kids that they were just yelling, why are you, you know, not fighting the cartels, and why are you so brutal with us but not the same as the cartels? And immediately they were hurting them, they were pushing them. They had the direction to do that against, to oppress the people that they were protesting against them. But ultimately there were infiltrated people that they were throwing rocks at them, so they had to retaliate and defend themselves. But
the thing is that agitators, correct?
Yeah, agitators and infiltrators. But the thing is that how you as a police officer are throwing rocks, in defense to the agitators, and also throwing it real deep into the crowd where there were innocent people. I saw third age people between 60, 70 years of age being hurt, some of them unconscious because of the gas, because of the tear gas. It was a full-on confrontation for around 2 hours hard, and then it had to decimate, and it was another 2 hours of just spreading them out and getting them out of the plaza.
So the police, they're militarized. They're what we used to call the federales. See, is that that's what you call them, right? I mean, the federales. I mean, this is who the cartels own.
Well,
Cartels
face
own these cops here. Am I right or wrong?
they're under the direction of Claudia Sheinbaum and the people, thousands of them, they were yelling narco president. So under the assumption, yes.
So okay, so this is these are I mean obviously these Generation Z right now is standing up against the cartels. They've had enough. And what's expected to happen here? What's Claudia Sheinbaum going to do?
Well, she already came out in statement saying that all the people that they were there, they were agitators. Of course, she's going to basically, put their narrative. She's already paid her influencers and bloggers to go ahead and say that these are traitors to the people, that we are vendepatrias, like they say, we are sellouts
Wow.
to the opposition, and that we're letting also the United States invade our country. There were thousands of these Gen Z young men that they were actually saying, we need help by Trump and Marco Rubio.
What?
A lot of them, they're saying, we need help by Marco Rubio, we need help by Trump, because nobody else is going to clean up this mess than those people that they actually want to clean up this mess. And actually, what is happening right now is that right-wing politicians, also conservative politicians and independents, that they're the ones that they're lighting up the voice more in our country. They are basically right now catching a lot of attention, and the people are supporting them because they are sick. It's just a reality, We are sick and tired of this kind of situation of all hogs, no bullets. The government is completely, incompetent to defend our sovereignty, to defend ourselves. And they're basically oppressing the people, but not helping, but not helping to the fact to detain to stop the cartels.
It's gotten really bad in Mexico. Do you think this is going to, right now it's civil unrest, but could this turn into a civil war, Oscar? I mean,
It can, but I don't think that it will. The Mexicans, people are not going to. They, well, yesterday in Uruapan, another place that it was where the mayor was assassinated, they entered the governmental palace, and the people are tired. Now, I think that it is going to go into a place that they're going to push the government to do their job, which I don't believe that they are going to because they have their narrative. But there's going to be these kind of movements consistently now. It is going to escalate onto another protest, another protest, another protest. And also the opposition, the left wing, is going to have their protests on their ways themselves to defend themselves. And there's going to be a point that there's going to be a competition that hopefully, in my eyes as a Mexican, I don't want violence with violence. But, the talking to the Gen
How else
Z,
do you take care of the problem?
exactly. Let me just tell you something. I was talking to a lot of these Gen Z young men. I'm 44, so I'm talking to them, and they're explaining to me and saying, "Sir, there's no other way for us to send a message because this is the only way. If we don't do it this way, they're not going to listen to us. You have done it your way, peacefully yelling, screaming. It hasn't worked. This is the only way. And look what has happened. International media right now is looking at Mexico, and they're asking themselves why they're doing this. And when they ask, and the people respond because we're living on a narco state and a narco government, then it is the other response. So, on their way, Gen Z is saying intelligently, this is the only way. This is the
So,
only way to
like
send
the
a message to
squeaky
the
wheel
world.
gets the oil, man.
Yes, absolutely. So, I had to, understand their point of view because you're talking to 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds. The way they see the world, it is that they are sick and tired at a young age. And I'm older and I already understand how they feel, but this is the only way, they say, to change it, to change our
So they're
country's
taking it into
perspective.
their own hands to change it. When is the last time something like this happened in Mexico? I don't. remember ever seeing this, dude. Ever.
Well, this massive, I don't think that it has never happened. This is historic what happened yesterday, but the 43 students of Ayotzinapa that they were assassinated by the government of PRI and Enrique Peña Nieto's
Students were assassinated?
students, yes, they were
Students.
assassinated. Students, students,
43.
yes. 43 students. The administration of Enrique Peña Nieto with the political party of PRI, they disappeared them because they were protesting against a corrupt government. And I think that there were, 43 students, and it has gone into history as one of the most horrible things. La Matanza de Tlatelolco, also another one in the 60s that it occurred against, students protesting against the government. This is related again to coming back in history as young men protesting and saying, this is not the future that I want in my life. And a lot of it tells you, Nino, that a lot of these young men, they don't want to migrate. They want to stay in their country,
Right, right.
and
They don't want to
they're
have to leave
fighting.
somewhere else. They want to stay right there,
Exactly,
right? I get it.
exactly, exactly. So that gives me, as a journalist that has been covering migration, hope to see that, actually young men are fighting for our country.
And also the fact that they're being deported back to Mexico, they got them now. They have to make Mexico their own. They have to change Mexico with from within. They know, okay, we've lost hope to going to America. Now we have to make this place our home. We got to change the system.
Well, exactly, and they had to adapt themselves. Sadly, when you're deported, you have to adapt yourself to a system that you're not comfortable with, because it is a lot of corruption, and you see that, and there's no other way but to say whether I'm part of the corruption or change it. And a lot of these people are now coming, if they're being deported or returned back to Mexico, they're saying, I cannot be part of this corrupt,
No.
situation. I have to change it. I have to do something about it. And this is why it was more than 70, they're saying more than 80 cities now nationwide that they protested yesterday. It was not only City of Mexico, it was the whole nation that it was full on protests.
So how do like I know at the street level, right? I know businesses in Juarez and Ciudad Juarez, pharmacies, restaurants, they all have to give a piece. They get extorted. They have to pay the cartels. The cartels come in and they tell them, "Hey man, we want our cut." Sometimes different cartels come in and want a cut. How is that going to stop? Are they saying no to these people? Because if they say no, they get murdered.
Well, a lot of these entrepreneurs and small business owners are speaking up that that is one of the things that it has been extremely difficult, because they completely get, although they get assassinated, kidnapped, or they get more threats. But a lot of them, they have had the courage to come out and say, this is the problem that we're having. And it has exposed the failed government, and the failed government, because it's getting exposed so much in social media and on also mainstream media, they have to do something about it. And you had a lot of those people yesterday that they were saying, now we have to get under our weekly pay. Now we have to say, oh, this is amount for the workers, this is amount for rent. Now this is the amount that I have to pay for extortion. And we're sick and tired of that. So
Yeah.
this is one of the reasons why yesterday was so important to send a message to the world that it's not only the cartel violence in terms to assassinations, is all what it comes, giving the criminals all that what they want.
And people need to really understand this, folks. Mexico, I've lived on the border my entire life. They want to leave because it is cartel controlled. No one can live under that rule of law. There is no rule of law. You don't do what they say, they come in, they murder you. You get extorted. We feel bad enough that we're paying our taxes to a government. Well, they got to do it, to these cartels, and who knows how much. How much they get extorted for? Is there a certain number that's, basic, or is it just whatever they ask for?
Well, sometimes it depends on the business, but it sometimes they ask up to 30% to 50%, and it is something that it grows gradually, because it's their strategy to later on come and say, if you don't have, the money to pay me, so I'm going to take over your business and I need you to leave. So that's their strategy, to take over businesses through
Wow.
businesses, and then after that they money laundry through those businesses, and they put the people that they want to run those business. So it's a strategy to basically start owning streets, start owning neighborhoods, and all these, businesses, they become drug dealing, spots. So small businesses, I'm talking about taco shops and all that kind of stuff.
So now generations Gen Z knows it's not an option to go to America anymore. They got to change Mexico from within.
Yeah, and they, the most fascinating thing that I believe is that, me as a young man, I knew the potential that my country had to be a first-class world country. But this Gen Z generation, they know the potential that they have. And they say, why we have to go somewhere else if we have all of this right here? And the only people that they are enabling this to not happen, it is the cartel. And so why don't we eliminate this problem and the corrupt politicians, and we can have a future here? And it is that main thing, that center part right there, that is the organized crime, the corrupt politicians. You should have seen it yesterday, Nino. You know, it was all these young kids yelling, narco president, narco government, narco state, narco violence. It is just narco, narco, narco. And I'm like, wow, man, amazing that at their young age, they already know what is the main problem of our country. And they're already exercising the right and pushing it really hard to change it.
As any big news syndicates, did you see any big news syndicates down there? I doubt they even want to cover it. They're probably scared to, but I know that people with their phones now, that's instant media. And with the power of social media, it's probably just the floodgates have been open.
Well, in terms to Mexican media, TV Azteca, Televisa, Milenio Noticias, they were there. In terms to U.S. media, I did not see U.S. media. I did not see CNN, MSNBC, and all these people that
But
I
they
always
use their
found.
sister stations down there, right? The
Oh
Mexican sister station.
they share their video. I see them a lot on caravans, and that is how they change the narrative of migration to pander to the migration, and also in the Darien Gap, I see them. But ultimately, over here, I did not see them. Why? Because, and I got to tell you, even the media over here is being pushed to a corner to say, how can you lie about this? Because now the government, now the president of Mexico has come out and said there was no violence by the authority towards the citizens, and there's hundreds of videos of the police being extremely aggressive to just vulnerable protesters, and it's showing the lack of professionalism from the police, also showing the lack of the capacity to have the capacity to know how to control this level of violence or level of protesters. It was just completely shameful what happened yesterday and exposed the authority of Mexico that they are not able to handle these kind of situations themselves.
What do you think is going to happen now that the pressure's been applied to Claudia Sheinbaum? Where do you see this going?
I believe that on Monday she's going to come out and try to, expose some actors that they were there and push that narrative that those actors, they're violent, they're criminals, and try to, basically say that all of the people that they were there, they're exactly the same. But it is inevitable. All the congressmen, all the senators, and the opposition political party, it is too much. And also, international media was present there. I was there. Some other international media, not from the United States, from Europe, they were there. And it's all over the place. Everybody is seeing this all over the world, and it is shared. Now the pressure it is upon her to say, you know what, we need to, she's going to have to do something about it because she needs to decrease the violence and the level of cartel activity, which I don't believe that she's going to. She's actually being enormously controlled by them. So the Mexican people are going to rise more, rise more, rise more until, I don't want to say it yet, until, like you say, it possibly can happen, but I don't wish that that happens because violence with violence for me is not the solution. But I hope that it doesn't get to that point.
But it's getting international attention, which is never before seen. I've never seen it like this in my life.
No, it's the first time in history. This that happened
I've
yesterday.
never seen the public rise against the cartels ever in my life.
No, we it's and it's nationwide. Everybody's sick and tired of it. And to have the courage, I saw a man around his 50s with his daughter and his sons. And their daughters and their sons saying, this is a narco government. To have the courage for your kids to say it and your family to go to a protest to say it, it is because it is affecting your life now, all entirely, your children, your house, your work, everything. And everybody was doing exactly the same. So, it was a courageous manifestation yesterday. And that really emotionally, personally, when you see that, you see like, oh my God, it's going to get fixed. You have that hope,
Right,
that
that's and
it
that's
can lit up a
sometimes all you
fire.
need, man.
Yeah,
To
you need something like this. And you have to, I have to say, to the Gen Z right now of Mexico, we are extremely proud of you, because
Wow.
it took you guys to do this change for us and for our children and for the future generations of our country.
Wow. Wow, dude, Oscar, thank you so much for joining me. Where do people find you, Oscar?
Oscar Blue Ramirez, all social media, and that's how you find me on YouTube, X, and also our webpage is Oscar Blue Ramirez News. You can go over there and watch our posts that we do daily.
Oscar Blue Ramirez on
Yes, that's
X,
correct.
everything. That's where he's at, folks. All right, Oscar, thank you so much for joining, man. I appreciate you. God
All
bless.
right.
Be safe,
God
man. Be
bless.
safe.
All right, Nino. Thank you.